legislation saving medical reform. Patient first name is Nafsan, N-A-F-S-A-N. Last name is Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K-H. Date of birth is 12-11-1984. Peer examination date is 12-12-2023. Fraction 12-12-2023. The next line. Chief complaint, colon patient came today with the chief complaint of severe left knee pain. colon. We should say that her blood sugar has been very stable and her blood pressure is also stable at home. Here, this time, patient has no complaints. The next time, your system colon patient denied. Headache come on, dizziness come on, excessive weight loss, weight gain come on, cough come on, chest pain come on, shortness of breath come on, nausea come on, vomiting come on, neck swelling or calf swelling come on, tremors come on, focal weakness of the upper lower extremity. Snoring period, next slide. Past medical history is indicated for hypertension. She is on enalapril 5 milligram, one tablet twice a day. Period, next slide. Patient has a history of diabetes and she is on glipizide 2.5 milligram, one tablet a day along with low carb diet. The next time patient has a history of hypothyroidism and she is on levothyroxine 25 microgram once a day. The next time it has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on simvastatin 10 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. The next time allergies are none to the next line. This is surgical history, none to the next time family history. Father, mother, and brother has diabetes mellitus. Sister had an occurred infarction. Period, next line. Periodic care is reviewed and discussed. Period, next line. Social history of patient. Patient is a widow. She lives with her son. And she works in a daycare center. Period, patient never smokes cigarette or alcohol. No, it's just a drug use. Period, next line. Objective colon. EENT examination is unremarkable. The next line is supple without any thyroid enlargement. The next line heart examination has a normal first and second aspect without any murmur. The next line lungs are clear bilaterally without any bleeding. The next line abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bones are active. The next line extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. The next line neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient. M-A-R-I-A-M, last name is Fatima, F-A-T-I-M-A. Date of birth is 07-11-1965, period examination date is 12-12-2023, period next time chief complaint colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of right pink eye, comma, multiple joint pains due to rheumatoid arthritis and follow-up after stool test was positive for occult blood, period next line. Subject to colon patient say that she has noticed pink eye in the right eye. She used eye drops without much relief and it is sometimes stickiness. This patient does not have any vision problem and there is no conjunctivitis in the family period. Next line patient has rheumatoid arthritis with significant deformity of the hands. This has been seen by rheumatologists on a regular basis. And patient is advised to start stretching exercises. Period, next line. Patient had a routine stool test for occult blood and it came back positive. Patient said that she has not seen any red blood. The stool now was in black stool. She has no history of peptic ulcer disease. Period, next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied. Cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, or tremors. The next slide. That's medical history. The significant for rheumatoid arthritis and she's been seen by a specialist. The patient is on medication. The next slide. She also has a history of vitamin D deficiency and she's on vitamin D3. 5,000 units once a day. The next time patient has a history of depression and she is on Lexapro 5 milligrams once a day. The next time patient has a history of iron deficiency and she is on Ferrosulfate, 325 milligram of tablets a day. Paracetamol tablet twice a day. The next patient has a history of gastritis and she is on omeprazole, 20 milligram once a day, along with the bland diet for the next line. Allergies are none for the next line. Subject history. None recently for the next line. Social history patient. Depression. A family history not just significant for the next line. A periodic case reviewed and discussed for the next line. Social history patient. Married with her husband and she has four sons. Third patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use. That patient is not able to walk much, so she is on the wheelchair most of the time. But otherwise, she is very active to the next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is on a mark. Your next line is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Your next line, chest is symmetrical without any deformity. Your next line, heart examination is normal heart pulse without any murmur. Your next line, exactly bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bosoms are active. Yet, there is no suprapubic tenderness. Your next line, HEENT examination reveals the slightly pink eye on the right side. Never is on a mark. Vision is in the normal range. Your next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Your next line. Neurological examination is intact. Our patient is not able to walk due to severe rheumatoid arthritis of the knees and ankle. Also, patient has deformity of the hands due to rheumatoid arthritis. Hasn't changed last 2 years here. Next slide. In the long discussion with patient, have any treatment plan and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction and she verbal likes for understanding period. Next patient. Mohammed M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, last name is Raza, R-A-Z-A. Date of birth is 0508. 1962 period examination date. 12-12-2023. The next time chief complaint, colon patient came today. The chief complaint of right thumb pain and deformity period next line. Correction, left thumb deformity and pain period next line subject to colon patient stated that he has noticed pain in the left thumb and it is worse upon exertion also noticed a slight in deformity. And patient is not able to hold the tools very well. Yes. Right hand is unremarkable to the next line. With your system colon patient design. Chest pain, comma, shock, suppress, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, neck swelling or calf swelling or tremors to the next line. That's correction next line. With your system colon correction. Objective colon. Heart examination and lung examination are unremarkable. The next line, abdomen is soft with other tenderness. The next line, left hand examination reveals the correction neck. Left hand examination reveals deformity of the thumb and there is a tenderness. Also, minimal swelling. Of the base of the thumb. Hand grip is weak. Next patient. Majida M-A-J-E-D-A, last name is Sayed, S-A-E-E-D, date of birth is 07-12-1948, period examination date is 12-12-2023. The next line. Chief complaint colon patient came today. With a chief complaint of severe right knee pain, come on, right knee swelling, and left knee pain. Here, next time, subject to colon, patient stated that she has noticed the pain in the right knee. tumor then progressively backwards. Another thing is forced upon minimal exertion and the pain level is 8 or 9. It is relieved after resting period. Patient also has pain in the left knee. And she had knee joint infection in the past. And the pain level in the left knee is 7 or 8. And it is relieved after resting period. Next slide. Patient had evaluation by an orthopedic physician and she had a osteoarthritis of both knees, but it is advanced in the right knee. However, patient also had an intra-articular injection the left knee and extensive treatment for knee joint infection. Period. At this point, patient has difficulty walking and was not able to do any chores. In the next time, you go system colon patient denied. Excuse me, weight loss, weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma. Urinary bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling. Or calf swelling, or tremors, comma. Focal weakness of the upper lower extremities or falling down episodes. Here, next line. Calf medical history. Vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement. 1000 milligrams a day. The next one, patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on another pill, 2.5 milligram tablet, once a day, along with the salt diet. The next one, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine, 25 microgram once a day. The next one, patient has a history of diabetes, and she is on metformin, 100 milligram. One tablet in the morning, two tablets in the evening, along with low-carb diet. The next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on simvastatin 5 milligram once a day, along with low-fat diet. The next line. The social history patient lives with a husband, and she has 5 children. Period. Patient does not work, and she never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use. The next line, obstructive colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. The next line. Heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any reason. The next line. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and bones are active. The next line. Extremities, there's no calf tendon and ever edema. And right knee examination mediates swelling of the knee joint compared to the left. And the range of movement is limited, especially flexion. That is worse upon standing up or weight bearing period. Left knee examination reveals the surgical scar, which is well healed. And there is a tenderness of the knee joint. And left knee flexion is very painful. has a long discussion.